Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala.
Lockdown. So there was no movement of people around, first thing. Second thing, definitely people are feared about, getting infected with COVID if they come to hospital. Because everywhere there is a COVID. So that is also one of the reasons that, the patients are not coming here. And there's distancing or whatever it is, there's no social gathering. Maybe that is also a contributing factor for no new cases of tuberculosis.
This is Dr. Prasanna Kumar, a pulmonologist, and we'll come back to him in a little while. But first,
आज रात 12 बजे से घरों से बाहर निकलने पर पूरी तरह पाबंदी लगाई जा रही है.
After India went into one of the most stringent lockdowns in the world, the primary focus of the country's healthcare system shifted to COVID-19. The government and private hospitals closed their doors for non-COVID patients. Pregnant women, cancer patients, people in need of dialysis and other treatments scrambled to get medical help. As we fought to prevent the spread of COVID-19, our fight against other diseases weakened, and we saw how the non-COVID patients struggled to even reach the hospitals. And among them are tens of lakhs of tuberculosis patients in the country. India has the highest number of tuberculosis cases in the world. In last year alone, over 24 lakh TB patients were identified in the country. The World Health Organization says that the poorer countries are the worst affected by this disease, and it aims to eliminate TB from the world by 2035. So getting rid of TB from India is vital for achieving this goal. So what is tuberculosis? TB is caused by a bacteria called Mycobacterium tuberculosis that most often affects the lungs. Much like COVID-19, it spreads from person to person through air. When people with TB cough, sneeze, or spit, they propel the TB germs into air, and when a person inhales these germs, they become infected with tuberculosis. And similar to COVID-19, it is highly infectious and is transmitted mainly through close contact.
If I am infected tuberculosis patient, I am talking to you without a mask. So even with normal talking, I am throwing out so much of droplets outside. So each droplet has so much of bacillus in that, TB bacillus, tuberculosis bacillus. So if you are there around, you are also inhaling it. You may get infected, okay, may not be manifesting the disease immediately. Some people definitely manifest immediately.
Dr. Prasanna Kumar is a pulmonologist and an associate professor at the Ramaya Medical College in Bangalore. The symptoms of the disease include dry cough, fever, shortness of breath, and loss of weight. The symptoms are mild in the beginning, and in many cases, this leads to delay in seeking medical care. But TB is one of the top killer diseases worldwide, and the World Health Organization ranks it alongside HIV/AIDS. So during the pandemic, notification of new TB cases across the world has seen a sharp decline. And this is of concern because when people are unable to get tested due to the disruption of medical services, how would people in need of treatment get medical care? The World Health Organization has said in its recent global report that we would see an increase of 2 to 4 lakh TB deaths in 2020 alone.
COVID impacted indeed all health services. In terms of TB, this disruption is significant.
Dr. Teresa Kaseva is the director of World Health Organization's TB program.
Currently, we can see the massive drop in the notification. TB death can increase up to 400,000 deaths.
During the lockdown, people have not been able to access the health services. There was shortage in medicines, and for many months, people feared going to the hospitals. and those patients who reached the hospitals were not treated until they got a COVID test done.
They are not taking inside, they are not seeing the patient. They are going to just first get it done, COVID test. If it's negative, they are going to admit the patient. Otherwise, you go back to some other hospital.
This is Sheetal. Her father was on a wheelchair and they were waiting in a queue to meet a doctor at Rajiv Gandhi Chess Center in Bangalore.
His condition is really very critical. That is, it's really affecting us.
Over 2 months back, her father had breathing difficulties. After multiple visits to the doctor, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis. And his treatment began.
He's on medicines, TB medicines, ATD, since 2 months. But now from 2-3 days, he has breathing problem issue. So we are giving oxygen at home also, but it's not really used.
TB is curable. It has a 6-month drug regimen and it can be treated successfully. There are two lines of TB medicine. The first contains a set of antibiotics including the two most powerful anti-TB drugs called isoniazid and rifampicin. And the second line of medicines are given to patients whose bodies have developed resistance to these anti-TB drugs. Patients must ideally be tested which line of medicines would work for them before the treatment begins. But this is where the country's health system lacks.
That's what I was talking about, suboptimal dosage or inappropriate way of treating. Sometimes the patient may not be needing such medicine, they have to give up. Sometimes they are underdosed. Based on the body weight, we calculate and give. Sometimes if it is like suboptimal dosage and it is being used irrelevantly, so that is when they develop drug resistance.
The bacteria that causes tuberculosis can develop resistance to drugs used to cure it. And doctors point out that it happens when the patient is given a wrong set of medicines, which is rampant in the country. When the body does not respond to the first line of anti-TB drugs, it is called multi-drug resistant TB. And if the body has additional resistance to more drugs, therefore responding to even fewer available medicines, it is called extensive drug resistance TB or XDR-TB.
So if at all, if I am a drug resistant patient and you get infected from me, definitely you also become a drug resistant patient. What it says is the bacilli is not getting killed by the medicine what you are giving. So that is why it is resistant for this drug. That's what is drug resistant in the lab. One drug is not working, we call it as mono resistant. More than one drug, you would write totally it as multi-drug resistant. When whatever drugs was that was given to MDR, even if that is not working, then we call it as XDR. This is extensively drug resistance. Okay. Even if the drugs which was given over here is not working for you, this becomes XDR. And when this drugs which is given for XDR, even if this is not working, this becomes a TDR, totally drug resistant.
Doctors say that the poor prescription practice in India is one of the major reasons for rising number of drug resistance, and this could lead to total drug resistant tuberculosis. That is, when the body does not respond to any of the known TB medicines. India was the first country to register a case of total drug resistant tuberculosis or TDR-TB, which is not curable. And in most cases, the patient suffers to death. People who come in contact with a TDR-TB patient are also infected with the same strand of TB.
You have no treatment. That's what I told you. There is road end. The road is a dead end for your treatment. So you don't have drugs to treat them.
The Indian government is working on its ambitious goal to end TB by 2025, much before the rest of the world. And the government has developed a national strategic plan which includes mapping of high-risk groups, systematic screening, and active case finding for early detection of cases. But can we end TB by 2025?
Actually, no. Not it. I don't think so. Because the burden which was there earlier, it has been there even today. Even with, you know, we talking about all the new technologies of getting a rapid diagnostic test. We are still handling the same burden, the same situation. same addressing the same problem, whatever is there, charges. So no, I don't see any much change in this. So definitely we have to give awareness to everyone about the most common thing is the faulty prescriptions. Okay, the presumptive treatment, you presume that your patient is having tuberculosis and you treat, which will not be there. Okay, so then these are the two things which you should be taking care of.
Vishani's father-in-law is one such patient who was prescribed a wrong set of medicines. Over 3 months back, he was diagnosed with TB and his medication started. But the family has seen no improvement and have now realized that he is infected with a multi-drug resistant TB.
Drugs which he was taking, he didn't get improved from those medicines. First line of drugs, it has not improved his TB treatment. So we will go for the second one. If the pandemic would not have been here, in the month of July when he was detected that he has got the TB, he would have traveled here. We will not have gone to the treatment in Kota in Rajasthan. He would have moved here that time only the 2 months back, and might be he would have improved also.
Along with the faulty prescription practice, another thing that burdens the fight against tuberculosis is the stigma in Indian society attached with TB. Given that it is highly infectious, people often hide the fact that they have TB in order to prevent isolation. And for young girls and women, this stigma affects disproportionately.
Well known, but still ignored things as stigma and discrimination are very sensitive and very important, which prevent access to the treatment for many and many patients. People either have no access, either are not informed about the problem and ignore the symptoms, either they were underreported, especially in such countries with the big private sector as India, Indonesia.
Amidst all these challenges and the restrictions caused by the lockdown, the fight against tuberculosis continues. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.